NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Just yesterday, a five-piece Auckland group, Ounce, dropped their most excellent debut record. It's been a long time coming. Ounce, OZ. So I headed out west to have a wee chat to band members Callum and Anthony about it, and we went through a few of the songs.
I'm Anthony Pike, and I'm one half of the drums in Ounce.
And I'm Callum Rooney, and I'm baritone, guitar, and vocals.
Who else is in Ounce with you guys?
We got Eves on the bass. We got Fiona Brown. She's going to hate I said Fiona. Her name's Fee, but I call her Fiona Brown on percussion. And Karen Ruffles on the drums. On drums two, or B.
Drums right.
Drums right.
I have to ask, even though it's not related to the album itself, you guys have always had two drummers, right?
Yeah.
What was the decision to have two drummers rather than one?
I think it just kind of, so like me, Callum and Karen all played in the X-Ray Fiends, and then I think kind of that kind of started to dwindle out, and then I was playing drums for about a year before that, and I kind of started to bring my kit to practices so we could do dumb shit. And then it's kind of evolved from there, I guess. But I don't know, I guess we just kind of wanted more of like a rhythm, a focused band, as opposed to just writing like structured songs, which we got kind of bored of doing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, and yeah, I was playing bass in X-Ray Fiends, and you kind of play yourself into like a box. I was like, oh, I'll start playing baritone guitar. And yeah, this guy wanted to play drums because he got bored of guitar. So, yeah, and then we got the other two on board and just jammed it out, I suppose.
And we knew Eves from, so he played in a kind of hip-hop band called Shoutin' Preachin'. We knew him from kind of Lucha Lounge days playing with the X-Ray Fiends.
So a lot of gigs with those guys.
Yeah, did quite a few tours and stuff with them, so we asked him to play with us.
Your debut record as Ounce is out now.
Been a long time coming. It's like maybe like a year and a half or so of material that's finally being released.
So you guys recorded it out sort of near Kaipara's South Head, mm-hmm. on a bunch of analog equipment.
Yeah.
Why was that important to you?
Like with X-Ray Fiends, that's how we've always kind of done it, and like I'm kind of like a technophobe. Like, my computer never works. And a lot of the music that we listen to has always been recorded on tape, so it kind of makes sense to...
It's got a particular kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, and I like the, like, tactility and, like, hands-on instead of staring at a screen and just clicking a mouse.
And then if you drive it too hard, it doesn't start to clip. It just goes into the red and sounds crunchy. So
drive it. Analog distortion sounds so much better than a digital distortion. And yeah, I don't know. I guess we just make it hard for ourselves by doing it. Definitely has its limitations, but I don't know, you just got to work with it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Crocodile. Crocodile's the first song on the record.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strong start to the album.
Yeah, I feel it's like we did that in like maybe two takes and it like...
Yeah, we kind of just almost did it at the time. It was probably...
Winged it, yeah. It was the
easiest one to record.
It was the least rehearsed song.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's why we feel the most positive about it. Because we hadn't played it to death, you know?
Yeah.
Some of the songs that are on the record were recorded probably like, it was like 20 takes or something ridiculous.
Yeah, some of them were painful, but...
So, yeah.
In terms of the, like, the lyricism, how do the lyrics for a song like Crocodile come together?
Pretty painfully, actually. Like, lyrics for me are probably like the final thing. Like, it's very much instrumentally.
We're always pressurizing to do my lyrics.
Yeah, like, it takes me forever to write them. And, like, I put so little emphasis on it.
I still don't know them.
Yeah, I just mumble them. I hate writing lyrics.
I thought it was the cover of Crocodile Rock. I remember when Rock was young.
In a minor key. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Lyrics.
Lyrics, yeah. Who needs them?
Next thing I want to ask about. Dead Mirror.
Yes. Yeah.
What can you tell me about this track?
I guess it kind of started that drum beat.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, like, I was listening to, like, a lot of Can and the drummer Jackie Liebeslit. Liebeslit? I can't pronounce German names at all. But he's a real dope drummer, and he died like 2 years ago. But yeah, he's like just the bomb. So I always tried to kind of play like him, but obviously can never quite do it as well as him. So yeah, and that I guess it's probably like the most like Can sounding song that we've got. And yeah, it's probably like the most mellow song we've got too.
Probably the most groovy song.
The most groovy.
Yeah, and it's kind of got like an Afro kind of...
In the middle section.
Yeah.
I was picking up some Middle Eastern vibes.
I always kind of play like Middle Eastern-y kind of guitar. Yeah. Because like, I don't... I mean, who wants to listen to blue shreds? Like Eastern like modes and shit are way more interesting than Western modes.
Thank you.
also like the percussion in that track too, the wooden
eclaves. Yeah. That's Fiana doing that. I should keep a lot of Fiana. I'm just going to keep a lot of Fiana for the rest
of the
gonna
get growled at once she hears this?
Yeah.
I want to ask you about Eat Your Greens.
Yep.
Which I also like a lot because when I saw the title, Eat Your Greens.
Eat Your Greens.
Yeah. I liked it because it gave me that, you know, when you ever read anything Andrew Tolley has written?
It's always your, right? I swear, yeah, that's probably where it came from. Yeah. No shit, like, yeah, shout out to Tolly for that one.
Yeah, it was giving me good Tolly vibes when I read
good Tolly vibes, hashtag.
Yeah.
Totally.
The vocal in that track's processed kind of differently from the rest of the songs as well.
Yeah, I think that was like one of the last songs that I did the vocal for, and I kind of got tired of my own voice, so I put it through a guitar amp instead, and then, you know, so it was like a microphone going into the guitar amp, and then mic in the guitar amp.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted it to sound like a bit more nasally or something.
Yeah. It's definitely like, kind of punchier in a way.
Mm. I should have maybe done the whole thing like that.
Hindsight's a bitch.
It fucking is, man. It's killer.
How do you normally do your vocal? What are you normally running it through?
Just straight, you know, with a microphone, a budget microphone, straight into like a desk, and I, you know, just hit it pretty hard so that it
kind of blows out.
Yeah. Sometimes run it through like a fuzz pedal and echoes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also really like the bridge on that song, sort of about the 2 minute mark. There's like a drum solo.
Drum break. Oh, it's both of them, isn't it?
Wait, are we talking about it again?
Eat Your Greens.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You're just like, I saw a
dead mirror. I was like,
smoky green.
The irony is great. So that was kind of like, I think we just decided that when we're kind of recording it, we're like, oh, we don't have a drum break on this entire album. We've got two drums. So that was.
If you're going to have two drummers, right? Yeah. There's got to be at least one drum break on a record.
So that section's in 5/4, which is what we called the song for like the whole time until we released it, and then Kelm wrote the lyrics and called it Eat Your Greens. We're just like, that part would be cool to do a little drum break. Why not?
And it leads into that bridge, which changed like the whole tone of the song.
Yeah, it's kind of like spy music, that part. Like, down.
Yeah. Badass.
Yeah. And then back into the heavy grooves.
Yeah.
Okay, the next two songs I want to talk about, I want to talk about them as a pair, which is Phobos and Deimos.
Yeah, because they are a pair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was also like a really easy thing to record because it was like really just off the cuff.
I vaguely knew what we were going to do, but
yeah,
it was pretty much just jammed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's so the first one kind of ends the first side of the record, and then the heavier one leads into the second side, so that's like the concept.
Yeah, and like, at first, half is kind of a lot more chill, like I play mallets on some toms and stuff to kind of give like a Pink Floyd kind of vibe.
Pompeii,
Pink Floyd, kind of.
Yeah, like when we were
editing. When we recorded, we watched Pompeii. And
there was no TV reception, yeah. So we took DVDs and we watched like Pink Floyd, Pompeii.
And then a Terminator. What else did we watch? Bear Grylls.
It's like some like B-grade movie, like Black Sunday or something, like horror movie.
Yeah. A lot of weird shit.
Yeah, I can't remember.
How long were you recording over? What was the duration?
Like 2 days?
Nah, it was like 3 days.
It was 3 days.
I think it was about 3 days and nights.
It felt like an eternity.
Yeah,
there
so...
was a lot of potato products.
Yeah, like, so we rented out a cabin, and it was kind of like a big, like, octagon...
with a lot of taxidermy, which scared the vegan a lot.
Yes. So we were, like, set up in what is the lounge, but the whole thing's open plan, and then they have, like, bunk beds coming off it. So we're pretty much recording for, like, 7 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then sleeping in the room. You know, it was very stressful, like...
Stockholm Syndrome.
Fuck yeah. There was this gear everywhere. Like, if you want to go to the toilet at night, you'd, like, be tripping over mic cables and crap everywhere.
Were there arguments?
There wasn't arguments, actually. I don't know.
Not that you saw.
Yeah, maybe.
Nah. We all love each other.
I don't know. It was very tiring.
Yeah.
So Phobos and Deimos is also satellites around Mars.
Yeah.
Are they the moons on Mars?
I thought they were.
Because I think there's two moons.
Right.
Maybe they are satellites. I don't know.
Who are like natural satellites? Yeah, like
rock
formations or whatever.
Okay.
I guess we're just like it has like a sun ra kind of vibe because that's like, what we call the song when we're.
Yeah, you know, sun ra. Like half his songs are like intergalactical.
It's kind of like space vibe.
I love all these little nods to music that you guys like.
We're kind of nerds in that sense.
Yeah, we're big nerds.
Okay, one more song I wanted to ask you about is Desert. And for some reason, I made absolutely no notes about it. So
it doesn't need to be. we have any notes either.
You have to tell me what's up with Desert.
I guess it's one of like a chuggy, like swinging kind of song.
Yeah, I feel like it's got quite like sort of like a proto metal.
Yeah,
like it's probably like the most metal song on the record.
I think mainly it's like the opening line at.
Yeah, it's kind of like
that's very Viking, like and lyrics are from X-Ray Fiend song that we actually
never released.
There's a lost EP out there which we recorded in Australia, so I guess that song turned into that one, but that's even though it's like totally different musically.
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah.
But, like I say, I don't like writing lyrics, so I just rehash lyrics from previous band.
Jank them and just... Yeah, those will do.
They were still relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that song's about the weed drought, am I correct?
It's a
song I know the kind of lyrics to.
It's about the weed drought.
Yeah, because like 3 years ago? Yeah, like it was, the famous weed drought of 2015, 16, when like ounces were like $400. It's like, whatever. So, that's what it was about, man.
And there's a section at the end where we go into a little riff of Interstellar Overdrive by Pink Floyd, going back to Pink Floyd again. And we're kind of hoping we don't get sued by them as well. We're like, oh shit, maybe we shouldn't put that on the record, but I guess we'll just wait and see. Hopefully we don't get famous.
Pretty much.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
That was me talking to Callum and Anthony from Ounce about their brand new self-titled debut record, Ounce, spelled O-Z, that is available on 12-inch vinyl via local label 1 to 12 Records. I highly recommend you scoop up a copy. It's got some killer album art done by Callum. He's very talented. Man, if you're heading out to Field of Dreams this afternoon at Awhitu Peninsula, you'll catch Ounce. You'll be able to catch Ounce. They're playing alongside the likes of Surfing's, Nine Express, Water, Transistor, Green Grove, a whole bunch of others. So that'll be a grand old time. If you can't make it there, there's a Field of Dreams mixtape as well you can pick up.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.